are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children, of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hi, I'm Luke.
Hi there, I'm Miranda.
Hi, I'm Erin.
Hey there, I'm Hannah.
Hi, I'm Kendall.
Hey, I'm Brendan.
Hi, I'm Abby. And here's Karen.
Hi, everyone. Welcome today. We have so many songs that we've recorded over the years, and people ask me all the time if I have a favorite one. Well, I really can't pick just one, but here's one that certainly is in the running. I like it because it's a song about love that lasts forever, just like God's love.
Before you close your eyes and go to sleep, tuck these words in your dreams. I love you just the way you are. I love about you. I love you just the way you are, and I will always love you.
Going to be talking about communication. What comes to your mind when you hear the word communication? Mm-hmm.
Telephones.
Okay, that's a great way of communicating.
Email.
Mm-hmm.
Pen pals.
Writing letters. That's really an old-fashioned way of communicating. How about over walkie-talkies? Is that a fun way of communicating?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kendall.
Texting.
Text messaging, yeah, that's a thing that a lot of young people do. I don't know how to do that. And, you know, some people communicate with their hands, don't they? Some people who can't hear communicate with their hands, because communication can mean lots of different things. Let's read what Mr. Webster has to say.
The exchange of information between individuals.
For example, by means of speaking, writing, or using a common system of signs or behavior.
It's talking to someone.
Writing a letter.
It can be the way you look at someone that makes them know what you're thinking.
Or the things that you do for someone that tells them you care.
What would it be like if we didn't have a way to communicate with others? Miranda.
It would be frustrating.
I think so, yeah. Uh-huh.
It would be lonely and pretty boring.
Mm-hmm. Brendan.
You wouldn't have any friends.
No, you certainly wouldn't, because that's the way we get to know our friends, right?
You won't get to tell them what you have to say.
Yeah, you can't tell them what you have to say. It's always nice to share your thoughts with someone. It would be terrible if we were left to be alone or if we didn't have a way of communicating, but God knew that, and He created this world with lots of ways that we can communicate and lots of people that we can communicate with.
In the beginning,
The Lord God looked at Adam and said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him."
So God created Eve to help him.
All through the Bible, we can read about God's people living together and God communicating with them.
Can you think for a minute and give me some examples of communications in the Bible?
Jonah.
Tell me about Jonah.
He was a prophet and he told the people what God was saying to him.
What else? Another story from the Bible that has to do with God communicating to his people or his people talking to God.
Joseph got a dream to run to Egypt because Herod was chasing them.
Yeah, God spoke to Joseph in a dream. Sometimes God does that. He speaks in unusual ways, very special ways.
Abraham, he was telling him that he would have many relatives and a big family.
When Zechariah and his wife, they wanted a baby so badly, but they were too old, and the angel came and said his wife was going to have a baby, and he didn't believe him, so he could not speak until the baby was born.
That's right. That's right. That's a great story.
God spoke to his people in many different ways.
Sometimes in dreams.
Through a burning bush.
Sometimes through the voice of prophets.
We have recorded a song about God speaking to Moses. God said, "I am who I am."
Do not worry, I am with you. Raise up your staff, stretch out your hand. Do not be troubled, I will save my people, for I am who I am. Do not worry,
do not worry.
I am with you.
I am with you.
Raise up your staff,
raise up your staff.
Stretch out your hand,
stretch out your hand.
Do not be troubled,
do not be troubled.
I will save my people, for I am who I am. I am the Lord God of
creation,
the light in the darkness, the giver of
life.
I am the Alpha
and the Omega.
Your God. Do not worry.
Do not worry.
I am with you.
I am with you.
Raise up your staff.
Raise up your staff.
Stretch out your hand.
Stretch out your hand.
Do not be troubled.
Do not be troubled.
I will save my people.
I will save you.
For I am,
I am
who I am.
God speak to us today?
The Bible.
That's a great answer. How else does God speak to us?
Through pastors?
Yes, through people teaching us and through people who come across our paths. I think that's a great example of God speaking to us.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit opens our mind and convicts us. You're absolutely right. Well, we've been talking about God speaking to his people, but what can we do to speak to God?
Pray.
That's right. God wants to hear from us too. God loves us, and he really wants us to turn to him and just tell him anything that the Holy Spirit or that we just think about. He wants us to just call him, Prayer is like a telephone conversation with an instant connection to God.
You don't have to worry about a good signal.
His line is never busy.
He lets you talk.
And he listens to every word that you say.
You can pray anywhere. Remember Jonah? God heard his prayer from inside a giant fish.
And you can pray anytime.
You are never alone. God is always with you.
He wants to hear from you.
Sometimes people think they need big and fancy words to talk with God, but that's not true.
He just wants you to talk to him.
The Bible says, your Father knows what you need before you ask him.
Just use your own words and talk to him.
Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God.
Give him praise.
Tell him when you do wrong.
Thank him for his many blessings.
Ask God for help. With God, all things are possible.
Jesus prayed to his Father and taught his disciples us how to pray.
Then this is how you should pray, Jesus said.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done.
On earth as it is in heaven.
Give us today our daily bread.
Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
Do you recognize those words?
Yeah.
Well, I pray them every night. It's just God and me. I'm just talking to God. It's just the two of us. And sometimes we pray this in our churches or in a large congregation, don't we?
Yeah.
And God wants to hear our prayers. So let's bow our heads now, and each of us can share what's on our heart.
Dear Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this ministry and Miss Karen. Thank you for sending your Son to die on the cross for the whole world. I thank you for your mercy and grace. You are an awesome God. When we fall short, you forgive us. Use us for your glory. In Christ's name we pray, amen.
Dear Jesus, you are great and wonderful. I rejoice that you came down to earth to save us.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for your holy word, the Bible. Lord, thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I love you, God. Thank you for all the amazing things you have done for me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Lord, I know that I can turn to you and you are always there. I can come to you with my needs, with needs of others, claiming your power and healing touch. Nothing is impossible with you.
Dear Jesus, please help everybody that is in need of you. Heal everybody. And thank you for dying on the cross to save us from our sins. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
If you would like to contact us, here is our phone number. 1-800-527-5522. Our number again is 1-800-527-5522.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
And our mailing address is Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
And remember, God loves you, and he wants to hear from you.
He will always be there for you.
Talk to him.
Pray. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.